Okay, so this video I wanted to make about the dangers of being a nice guy. And in this context, a nice guy is now this I think this may be a more difficult thing to understand if you're actually going through this. Like, so let's say, like, a lot of times it usually happens to younger guys, like including myself when I was a lot younger, because I'll be 34 in a couple of months. But I remember when I was younger, it's one of those things you just can't see. Where in the scenario almost ends up as, let's say, like, you show your grandparents something on a smartphone, and your grandparents are horrible with technology. So you show them, like, how you can message through Facebook, or look at stuff and contact through there. And when their brain finally accepts it, then they get like, oh yeah, I just can't keep up with that technology anymore. And it's almost the same thing as nice guys dealing with whores and sluts. Because, like I said, now, like, in my past, I didn't live in rough neighborhoods, but I would always go. I always had, like, friends, or every summer I would go to this camp that was down in the ghetto in Cincinnati. Called, if you know Cincinnati, I went to a day camp in Over the Rhine. I forget what it's called now. But it was in Over the Rhine, back when Over the Rhine was bad. Over the Rhine's nice now. They rebuilt it. They really gentrified. Like, now you can walk around all day at night and not be scared. But back when I was down there, it was bad. The Emanuel Center, that was the name of it. I think that was the name of it. It was the Emanuel Center. And every summer I used to go down there in the hood, pretty in the hood, and go to a day camp. So I had a lot of experience with whores from a younger age, and, like, sniffing it out. Like, I didn't live in the culture full time, but it was enough to where, like, I knew, like, I understood what was going on, type of thing, after a while. So I understood how fast girls could move, blah blah blah, back then. Not fully yet, but I had a good idea. I was still beta enough to where I wanted to believe in, Cinderella and shit like that. Like, bitches are just nice and shit. Like, I was still just beta enough for that. But I was aware, I guess, red pill enough to know, like, deep down, like, I really knew what was going on. I wasn't like the guy I'm gonna go into in this video, like the real nice guy. I wasn't to that level. The dangers of being the real nice guy, in my opinion, is a nice guy genuinely cannot see it. He cannot see the reality. If you try to tell him, he will. He like his brain cannot acknowledge for 2 seconds that he might be wrong about something. That is the genuine nice guy. That's two things. That's one, either he's a genuine nice guy, or he's a genuine victim of a cult leader. Like, those are the two things. Like, if they cannot accept that whatever they're believing could possibly be wrong for 2 seconds at any point in time, then that those are usually the two areas of person you're dealing with. Is just blind and nice. And the worst part, the dangers of being a nice guy, is it's almost like the worse the woman completely is, the more natural she is, when she's naturally a bad person, type of thing. It's like the more naturally bad she is, the more it attracts a nice guy. Because at this point, like, the nice guy knows that this woman is a piece of shit, right? But the fact that this woman is so genuine and natural about it, the nice guy is attracted to it, because it's just something so foreign to him. Like, even if she was bad or if she was great, it's just the fact that she's just natural in it, and she's just, was it unrelenting, unremorseful of her actions? She has no remorse for her actions, blah blah blah. That drives the nice guy crazy. Because when you grow into being a nice guys, the core of being a nice guy, from my experience, and my experience of being a nice guy, I guess, like, a semi nice guy, the core of it is always being always keeping in mind what somebody else is thinking and wanting to make them feel good. Like pretty much like we're in customer service. Like, oh, hi, how are you today? Blah, blah. Like you're changing yourself to make someone else happy. You see what I'm saying? So when this person meets just a raw, blunt motherfucker, like, it drives them crazy. Like it will drive the nice person crazy. See, and it's also the same way, like in both worlds, like when women, because women, they're pretty much born into having to go, hi, how you doing? Ah. But then when they meet a guy who's just raw, unrelenting, says whatever the fuck he wants to say, whatever, regardless if someone likes it, she's drawn to that, you know, just pure attitude, pure personality, because she doesn't know how to be that, how to find that within herself to not care. So it's like more long, like the too long didn't read version. Like the nice person falls in love with the asshole because of the asshole's level of confidence. Pretty much that's what it is. Because they have the confidence. The asshole has the confidence that the nice person doesn't have. So that's what draws them to that person even more. Because I mean, it's the kind of thing you see when guys date women and women treat them like shit, or women date men and men treat them like shit. It's always the same thing. Everybody knows that the nice person deserves better, but the nice person stays, the person treats them like shit. And that usually is the core reason behind it, because the asshole has the confidence level that the nice person doesn't have. And the nice person craves that confidence, really. Like that's really what it is. But when it comes to like nice guy, but now the difference is when a nice guy falls for a girl, well, women are emotionally driven. Women want emotions, right? Women want actions and emotions. Now, sex doesn't really matter so much with women. So when a guy is nice, as long as he just keeps doing actions for her and, you know, and doing whatever she says she wants, she'll keep him around. Now, she may never fuck the guy, may never have sex with the guy, but as long as he does that, as long as he just hangs in there and keeps this, you know, hopeless dream going of, yeah, one day I'll get to have sex and one day it'll all be perfect and blah, 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 blah. Like, she'll just keep him along, you know, because he's going to be her free, you know, paycheck every week or two. And he's being fulfilled because he's living in this completely delusional world, hoping that, you know, one day everything will just magically come together and she'll realize what all the wrong she's done and start acting like she has some sense for him. That's really what. So the reality of it is, like, when it's a guy doing it with a girl, and see, women know this, and just like guys know it, because I'm going to my personal story on it too. That's I'm going through it actually right now with a woman, because I'm the asshole dealing with a woman who's nice to me. But with the woman, the reality of it is, the woman knows the second she gives him what he wants, because she knows what he wants. But the second that she decides to go over there and gives him what he wants, he's going to lose interest in her and the whole thing will fall apart. That's the reality with women who fall into that. A lot of times that's what it really is. So a lot of times what the woman would rather do is she would rather just not deal with the motherfucker at all and just let him just fizzle off somewhere, instead of having to face that pretty much that imminent rejection period of, okay, I'll give you what you want, I'll be nice to you. And then the guy would immediately lose interest in her. Because I say, no, actually, when I was in high school, I was that nice guy. This girl named Amber. I was that nice. I never bought her shit, but everybody always knew I liked her. But she used to always, like, you know, like blow me off to the curb on a bus. I remember one day, I'm not making this up, this is a true story, Amber. She came up to me to my locker and just flipped the whole thing on me and was like acting like she actually liked me and was like wanting to know what I was doing, blah, blah, blah. And like I'm not joking, within at max 10 seconds of it, like, I just looked like, and I gave her a look like, I don't like you anymore. And she looked at me like, and she fully got it. It hit her. Like, it fully set. I don't know if she did it on purpose to make me not like her, or maybe she just genuinely tried to just see what happened. But I remember the look I gave back, because I was in my locker and I looked over to her and I gave her like this look like, I don't like you anymore. and it was that exact thing, and it was over. But I chased Amber for years, man, because that girl, even I stumble upon her on Facebook from time to time, man. And even now, like, she still is my type is pale white with dark black hair. But thing was, she was like mixed. She was like black. She was, you know, like, she was really black and white, but her skin color was just pale white, and she had black hair. She had, like, you know, like the round eyes, the fucking like diamond chin shape. She always had a figure on her, big tits. Oh, God, she's still physically my type now. But we're all old now. She's over. She's 32 or something, 33, 32 or something like that. She's fucking done. I wouldn't. I wouldn't pay her too much attention nowadays. But back then, I mean, she still is my type, though, type of one. But I remember that. I chased her for years, man. And I remember when she finally came around, started acting like she had some sense to me and was being nice to me and shit, I immediately lost interest in her. Immediately. And that was me being like beta, like beta. I lost interest. But I'm going through it right now the other way around, where I'm the asshole and I got a girl now here. And yeah, man, like call, text, like all the fucking time. And you know what? Honestly, it really is exhausting to deal with to be the asshole. It really is. I think it's more exhausting to be the asshole than it is to be the nice person. Because you reach a point where you just want to, like, we're fucking. And, you know, like, you want to be friends with them and talk to them about things. And sometimes you want them to be, you know, a little bit of a leader sometimes. Like, you reach, and then every now and then, like I'm not even going to lie. Every now and then, I, like, try to, like, sneak it in for her losing interest. It's like, just, and I just back off. Listen, don't text her back when she texts next time or something. Just to rebalance it out that to her wouldn't be treated like shit. And then, like, that is just the reality. But it gets exhausting. It does get exhausting being an asshole, because it comes to a point where you want to be friends with a girl. You want to be friends with a girl and fuck her. Okay, that's really what I'm getting at. Like, you kind of like, I find myself diving into these moments where like I just kind of want this all in one being that is very rare to actually exist in reality. And I think that's really the reality of it. I think it's just human nature to always kind of like eventually drift to something that they can't have, type of thing. And that's my thing. So I'm always the asshole. but the dangers of being a nice guy is one, no woman. My core reason behind a nice guy is this. Another problem with being a nice guy and or a nice person. The nice person is wanting an impossible task. At the end of the day, and I've watched my own friends do this with their girlfriends and wives. I've watched them do this seriously, and then they come and talk to me about these problems. And I'm saying, like, look, your girlfriend is not that, like, you want a hooker. I told one buddy of mine that actually he came because his wife she'll have sex with him, but she's made it clear she doesn't want to have sex with him, type of thing. But he wants her to want to have sex with him. And it's like, I said, look, man, it sounds like you just want to hook her. Because she was being nice to you by even telling you that up front. But he's a nice guy. And the point I'm getting at is, I think with nice guys, or the nice girl, the nice person inevitably wants to, the core of what they want is to keep chasing what they don't have, right? That is, I think my personal thought on it is that is the core of what they're after. They're not after reality and then moving on from there. They're after, it's after the chase. Like, well, I want her to do this. And then I guarantee you, if the person that they were chasing became that, well, I did the same thing. I told you my story. If the person you were chasing became what you wanted to be, then you would just grow to another level. Now you want something else. And it would just see the reality of it is the person who's chasing, they don't really want that person. What they really want is the impossible image of this magical all-in-one person in their head. And they're thinking that they can, they're chasing the fact that they're hoping to pull you closer to being that. But the reality of it is, you will never be that. And with the nice guy, same thing with the nice guy. What that woman who's an asshole, if she woke up that night and just served him up 40 blowjobs in an hour and worshiped the ground he walked on, he would grow tired of that. He would grow tired of that woman in 5 days flat. And that woman would be left out on the curb. With brokenhearted, I guarantee. See, the weird reality of it is, the nice person is really doing the leading. And I touched on this in a video a while back, talking about how betas are really leading. Like, women want to be led. And the reality of it is the beta men, they're really leading the women into making her do what he wants. The only thing is, what she's doing is ultimately degrading him. So it's this illusion of her being on top, but really he is the one on top making her take all his money and do all this shit. So he's really the alpha in it, for real. But he maybe isn't fully aware of it. And she's getting off on the temporary high of appearing to be here at first glance. And it's the same thing as with nice people, and then the asshole. The nice person is really in the lead, because a nice person keeps coming around. They keep coming around. They keep wanting the treatment. You see, and really the person who's, and it's fucked up to say, but the person who's really losing it in a lot of these cases is the asshole alpha person, because the asshole alpha person is ultimately playing into the nice person's trap. That's really, and if the alpha person doesn't know what it is and knows how to realize it, you know, they'll be taken. Because I could have been taken plenty of times being the asshole. Like, if I didn't know what it was and watched it, you see, because the thing, especially when you deal with women, man, especially when you deal with women, once 90% of women realize that they have you and you don't have any other options type of shit, they lose all respect for you like that. And you will never get it. If you do it right, you can get it back again. But most guys will never get it back once they fuck up that, with especially with women. That's just what it is, man. Like, that's it. That's the dangers of being a nice guy. So, long story short, the dangers of being a nice guy is, you inevitably, it's pretty much, well, everything is an inevitable loss if you look at it in the right angle. But being the nice guy, you're not really chasing that one woman. You're chasing a woman who's not that magical woman you have in your head. That's really what it is. But yeah, that's it, man. I'm getting thirsty as fuck. I drank a beer and now I'm thirsty, and I'm doing laundry. So yeah, I'm out.